Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
I can't even remember how I got on this topic. Because it's such a strange topic.
Okay.
I think it's just I wanted to soak my feet, as you do.
Right.
At times, theoretically speaking.
Right. And
somehow just could not find the time for it. Because the having the time to just sit and not do anything is not easy.
Well, I don't know. For me, I mean, I don't know how you came up with this topic, but the first thing that I think of is it's summer, it's hot, my feet sweat, my feet are always, you know, stinky because you don't wear right. socks. And so, yeah, I don't know. My feet could probably use a good detox.
Like, I wanted to sort of give myself a pedicure, but it's just like, but then I'd have to have a like space of like 20 minutes or so at a time to just have my feet in water and not be doing anything. And I've got life to do.
Wait, but you love to read.
Yeah, but I haven't been doing a lot of that either lately because busy, sadly busy.
That would be a reason I have to soak my feet for 20 minutes, therefore I must read.
This is like the reverse of I can't go out with you because I have to wash my hair.
Yes.
I have to soak my feet, therefore I must read. Can it just be I have to read and that's why I can't go out with you?
Well, yeah, you can do that. But I mean, I'm just saying if you really want to pamper your feet, then you could just kill two birds with one stone.
I could. Or I could use this as now my semi-legitimate reason.
Okay.
For doing the thing that's really just giving me time to read.
Hit me with the foot detox.
So yeah, today we're talking about foot detox, which somewhat traditionally comes from ancient Chinese medicine beliefs. Mm-hmm. It's based off the belief that the feet contain energy zones, which are connected to the internal body organs. Mm-hmm. And that's not, I feel that's just sort of a ancient human anywhere belief, because isn't that why we wear wedding rings on our left ring finger?
Because of our feet?
No, there was the ancient belief that the vein in that finger led straight to the heart.
Oh.
So this idea that
I've never heard that one.
You've got things at the odd ends of your body that lead to other parts of your body sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I press on this thing, this is where acupressure comes from, you know?
Right.
Press on this, you know, thing around your neck and that totally makes your spleen work better. Whatever have you.
Ah, my spleen.
I don't know why I picked spleen. I apologize. So people, proponents of feet detox say that it eliminates toxins from the body, increases energy, offers immune support, and improves overall health and well-being.
Are we going to talk about onions in your socks? Have you heard that?
I've heard that, but no, I hadn't planned to talk. Do you want to talk about
we
that?
We don't have to. I was just curious.
I've heard of that.
Supposedly it like pulls the toxins out through your feet, especially when you're sick. But I've never tried it. And plus, I feel like I would just smell like
onions.
Yeah, or yeah, like onion soup or something.
This is one of those things where I always wonder how people like first discovered this.
Yeah.
Like whose first thought was, hey, I'm not feeling well. Let me put strange thing on my feet.
Well, I know that in like more traditional herbalist medicines, onions get used for a lot of different poultices. So maybe it came
but
from
who
that.
Who first decided that? Let me put an onion on something because that'll help.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'd so love to go down like the history of, and I want to say etymology, but that's of words.
That's words.
The metymology of, you know, medical treatments.
Let's just call it herbology as though we are in Hogwarts.
I really do want to take herbology class. So
especially if Hot Neville teaches it. Moving on.
Sorry. So it's believed that a foot detox can help make your body pH level more alkaline and can deactivate a variety of harmful organisms. Which of all the things, that one I'm kind of most like, okay, if the organism's on your foot.
Sure.
I can buy it if you're like, you know, soaking your foot in hot. That part I got.
Right.
Everything else I'm like, huh? What? So yeah. So other benefits, removing toxins, reducing swelling, which that one I get because we've done that for centuries of just put, you know, soak your feet when they're sore and swollen.
Right.
So of all of them, that one's proven at least. Calm your body, boost your immune system, improve your mood, burn calories, encourage normal blood sugar, and boost cardiovascular health. And those last three evidently come from research showing that like taking a hot bath will do that.
Okay.
And so the thought process is that soaking your feet in hot water will similarly do so.
Okay, I'm intrigued. I don't know enough science to even formulate an opinion. I mean, it sounds kind of crazy. I don't mean to say that in a derogatory way because I don't want to discount something that may have benefits, but I don't understand how your feet can how detoxing your feet can do all of this.
Well, I can kind of get the like blood and cardiovascular one. I want to know how even like a full body bath burns calories. Like, is it just the heat and sitting and like the way people sit in saunas?
Probably because you're sweating. I don't know. But
yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, you're burning calories, whatever you're doing, not very many, but I don't know if it, you know, how many it burns.
Right. So the first thing I thought of when I saw the whole thing about foot detoxes is the one is not onions in your socks, actually, but is ionic foot baths, which I've seen pictures of numerous times without knowing that it's supposed to be based off of, you know, ions or anything. But the idea behind an ionic foot bath is that the idea behind it for why people do it, I should say, is that you are opening the pores with the help of warm water, and then the salt is used as an anti-inflammatory estrogen. Your feet absorb the ions, and then they eliminate toxins.
Okay.
The actual science of it is it's using electrolysis with salt to create an electrical current, and that's... So if you've ever, like, seen a picture of this, and I saw so many of them, which are, like, a set of pictures, if you watch the water around the feet just sort of get more and more colored... as it goes on, it's like that one sort of after 1 minute, after 3 minutes, after whatever thing. And the first time I saw that, I was like, okay, but this is not a wash, right? Like, you're just, your feet are sitting there, you're not scrubbing them, and that's why it's getting colored. What
why is it getting colored? And it's not pretty colors.
It's not, it's sort of a rusty color.
Yeah.
And that's actually where it comes from. So people who do ionic foot baths and really believe in the health benefits of them believe that the color comes from the toxins coming out through your feet, but actually the color is caused by a reaction between the salt water and the electrolysis array, which creates rust. And so even if you just, you know, put the salt in and turn on the electrolysis array in the tub, the color will happen anyways.
Which, to be honest, makes me feel better because I really, while I want the toxins to come out of my feet,
right,
that's really gross looking. I don't know that I want to think of all that coming out of me.
Well, I think it, like, when I first saw it, I was like, okay, that better be like every toxin in my body coming into that foot-shaped, like, you know, size of water. Because if that's just like only a week's worth of toxins, I'm disturbed.
Yeah.
And like, and how long did it take those toxins to get out my body? That better have been like, I've been sitting in this tub for 4 hours. Right, sort of. Like, yeah. What? But now knowing that it's, you know, from the electrolysis, I'm like, okay, I'm semi-reassured, though I don't know that I want to be putting my feet into essentially rust water.
Right.
Like.
Right. You want to, usually we try to avoid rust. Right. You know, it's a kind of a bad thing.
Well, and also because that usually comes with enter a broken piece of metal and tetanus.
Right,
exactly. That's usually why. But liquid rust, yeah, I don't... I'm just now picturing, like, a TV infomercial selling liquid rust.
Right. And I'm honestly not trying to judge here because I don't have any kind of science to back anything up as to, you know, skepticism. But
right.
I just, yeah, like you said, rust makes me think of tetanus shots. Yes. So it's hard for me to wrap my brain around.
Yes. Well, I do have the science because a 2012 study in the Journal of Environmental and Public Health looked at urine and hair samples from people who had used a foot detox bath and were unable to find any evidence that the bath eliminated toxins from the body.
Okay, so there's not, well, that's one study. I'm sure there's another study somewhere,
there's numerous studies that go both ways, because another study found that regular use of ionic foot baths decreased the amount of aluminum and arsenic present in the body. Although I'm now super worried of how much aluminum and arsenic is in my body. Where's the arsenic coming from more so than anything else? Why do I have arsenic in my body? But so because, and a lot of the talk about ionic foot baths is more sort of holistic medicine and or anecdotal.
Right.
So it still needs more research to have any sort of definitive one way or another about it, I think.
And there's probably not a lot of evidence one way or the other saying it's harmful, with, you know, scientific or anecdotal. So it's probably not going to hurt you.
Right.
And if it makes you feel better somehow, cool.
Yes. So we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, where today we're talking about detoxing feet. Detoxing through the feet, I should say.
Yeah.
Detoxing feet sounds totally different and like they're not connected to your body, so that's not what I mean. But this next way of detoxing, interestingly, I'd never really heard of till a couple years ago, and then heard of like a ridiculous amount, and I think this is the let's create a product way of putting onions on our feet.
Right.
Which is foot detox pads.
Mm-hmm. I have heard of them. I've never tried it. I don't know that I've ever even, you know, like gone looking for it in the store.
I've never tried it, and I can't remember where I first saw it, but it completely threw me off, because the idea is you stick these things on your feet, usually I think overnight. And then when you wake up, they are colored, and that's all the toxins that have left your body.
Once again, with the colors and the toxins.
Right. Like, and it's almost, it made me feel a bit like a tea bag meets a pad meets like a mood ring.
Wow.
Well, because the color is like a tea bag.
Right, right.
But they're things you stick on your feet, so they made me think of pads. But then the idea is, you know, theoretically, if you don't have toxins, you're not going to have a color on the pad. So it's like a mood ring in that way.
That's hilarious.
I have strange metaphors in my head, clearly.
It's all good. Have you seen those? This is still to do with the feet and things stuck to the... Have you seen those? Like, they're supposed to replace flip-flops, let's say. I mean, they just... They're the sticky thing that goes that fits on the bottom of your foot, and it's supposed to be like a shoe sole. But
no,
I just keep seeing it on like the video on Facebook and social media. And I'm like, cool, if it works. I don't know if it works. But
right, this is like barefoot shoes to the extreme level.
Right. Because it just goes on the sole. And supposedly you can walk on, you know, hot sand or on rocks.
Huh.
Yeah.
I now really do want to check that out.
You know, just thinking of things that you stick to the bottom of your feet.
Right.
So I doubt it detoxes it, but maybe it helps them from stinking. I don't know, because you're not barefoot. Or I don't know.
At least with the hot... Well, like sort of like those things that they make for pets for hot summer days.
Right.
With,
yes. So you can walk your asphalt. Pets on the sidewalk in the asphalt. Yeah.
Yeah. So foot detox pads, I, even more so than ionic baths, immediately... after it came to my knowledge, then came up to knowledge of a lot of these are fake. And that's just because they're a product that people can make, as opposed to like, I mean, I don't know how well you can regulate like a service they offer at a spa in the way you would with ionic foot baths. But a lot of them almost seem like the as seen on TV products that like anyone can make. So you can also see a lot of like non-brand name and or bootleg versions of them.
Right.
And anyone can sell them. And in some places you can get them for like a dollar. So it's like,
right.
Yeah, I don't know that I trust that. I kind of just want to open the packet and leave it on the counter with nobody touching it and watch there will be like colors in the packet.
Yeah.
Yes. Like it feels that sort of like I don't believe you at all.
It'd almost be worth the dollar just to see what would happen if you opened it and did nothing with it.
Right. Yeah. But then there are also foot masks, which this can come in a couple of different ways, I think. So there are foot masks that aren't necessarily aimed at detoxing that are probably aimed more at like softening your feet and getting rid of horrible crusty skin and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those are like a liquid or mud. Mm-hmm. But then I've started seeing ones where there's like their cloth socks. That's not quite right.
No, I've seen that.
They like, look like face masks, but for socks.
Yeah.
Or what have you. And I'm just like, so cool idea, but I can't walk anywhere now with these strange sock things on.
Yeah, you're supposed to be pampering yourself, so you know you're not like walking.
That's the opposite of socks. Why am I putting on socks I can't walk in? What's the point of the socks? It just throws me off in the same way like the hand glove ones do as well. I'm just like, I need my hands. I need to be able to do it. I can't do
it. That's why you do it at night.
Right?
So that you're sleeping.
Clearly, I am bad at the relaxation thing.
Apparently.
Evidently. But other ones, and the ones more aimed towards the foot detoxing, tend to be based off of, like, clay. So, they're believed to relieve stress at the end of a long day, but they also can do the whole pedicure thing of making your skin softer and killing fungus and athlete's foot and all that. They're usually made of bentonite? Why? I see the first N, but I don't want to say it. Bentonite for some... I want to say bentonite. Bentonite. It looks like bentonite. Bentonite. Whatever clay. The B clay. Has naturally occurring positively charged ions. So again, we're back to the ions that are believed to draw out negatively charged toxins, including those in pesticides and toxic metals. And just like if all...
Again, what is in my body?
Right? This is part of the problem with like looking up detoxes. It's like, I thought I was doing okay, if not healthy, but now you're making it sound like everything in my body is terrible.
Yeah.
How did this happen? And how did it get there? Because I am most definitely not knowingly, willingly ingesting pesticides.
Right, but they're everywhere. So,
yes.
Unfortunately.
But
And we did that whole episode on how long do you have to wash your fruit?
Yeah, and even then, it's still the same.
Still, yeah. You got pesticides, Stacey.
I don't want pesticides.
No, me either, but unfortunately, I'm pretty sure we all have them.
Can I refuse them?
Like, don't sign for them when they get delivered?
I didn't ask for them, so
try.
I'm not... Yeah, no, it probably wouldn't work. But then there's also acupressure, and this gets back to the idea that certain parts of your body are connected to other parts of your body.
Right.
But I feel I should be saying it in a more scientific way, and yet,
well, I feel like I the foot is really like when you see those acupressure charts, it seems like the foot really is connected to like almost all parts of your body.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Although I know we in the West we used to have that, I think, with parts of the head in those like old medieval medical maps, but they also thought bleeding was a good idea. So I don't know. But acupressure, there's acupressure based foot soaks, foot massage, and foot spas, and this you can often find at different spas where the idea is the feet are like roots of a tree, and that the sole of your foot contains nerve endings, and that pressing on those nerve endings can then, I'm not sure if it's quite release energy or send better energy, but
all I know is it feels good, so that's nice.
I mean, I'm still much more for acupressure than acupuncture, although there are parts of acupressure where it's like, that's really painful.
Right.
Stop that.
Right.
So for an acupressure foot soak massage spa treatment, and this is often a whole treatment, the feet are soaked in a hot bath solution, and then you get a foot and leg massage, which so long as that's not to the let's be painful part, I'm like, yes, please.
Right.
But then the painful part, no. The foot massage is the focus and stimulates the acupressure points, and they actually make, and I almost want to try this, but I feel like because I'm so not used to it, I would quickly be in pain. They make these sort of like acupressure sandals, almost with like stones in them to press on the different points that come from like reflexology. If you ever looked up reflexology, that will give you a map. I believe you can do it on both your hands and your feet, where if you press on this point, that helps your eye. And if you press on this point, that helps your liver and what have you. And that these shoes are made with specific stones of specific locations so that as you're walking, you're giving yourself acupressure. Interesting. Almost.
Yeah.
They still also kind of look painful. I feel like...
I suppose they could be.
If I ever tried to wear them literally anywhere outside the house, it'd be like, nope. Why are you walking on me?
Well, I feel like you would have to have them specially made for your feet, too, because everybody's feet are slightly different. So if acupressure is specific to certain points on your foot and your foot is slightly differently shaped than the shoe, what if you're pushing, you know, the wrong acupressure point and, I don't know, your spleen falls out? I know.
We're starting to get into, like, you know, crazy martial arts movies where you press that point and you're paralyzed.
Right, but, like, on a less dramatic note, couldn't it cause more pain if, you know, if it was pushing on the wrong spot or something along those lines?
Well, I think, because, I mean, if you look at the maps for, like, reflexology, it's not like this map is, you know, works if your foot is 6 inches by 3.78 inches. You know, it's not very specific. It's a sort of generalized, the tip of your toe does this. Mm-hmm. And this part of, so it's sort of, I think, to the aim of, hey, if your foot is larger, then obviously that area changes proportionally to however large your foot size is. But I don't think it's like it's only within this so many number of millimeters. Mm-hmm. And so because it goes by shoe size for those sandals as
right,
well.
Right.
And they also do have just regular acupressure mats that certain places will have where their patients can walk on. Mm-hmm. And I've heard those are really, really painful. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, on the one hand, healthy. On the other hand, why painful healthy? Why must healthy be painful? Why? Like, and I mean, it's detoxing. So detoxing's not great. If you have to detox, that's probably, you're already in a not super situation. So it's not like that would be fun. It's like taking medicine, you know? Medicine doesn't taste good and probably really shouldn't, because then you'd take it like candy.
Right.
But obviously, if you're in a situation where you need to take medicine, that's not a fun situation. So it's the medicine of pain through your feet. So on that really odd note, we're going to take another short break and we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Today we've been talking about feet.
Feet!
So awesome with the feet. But in looking up reflexology, found out that it derived?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with derived. Derived from the practice of daily foot soaks. Which, on the one hand, fine, daily foot soaks I get, but that seems the opposite of reflexology? Not the opposite. I mean, soaking sounds nice and relaxing and peaceful.
Right.
And reflexology sounds pain, but for the goodness of my health.
So daily foot soaks from like what time period did that?
Centuries. Centuries and centuries.
Because I feel like, well, I mean, the level of bathing was different in different periods and different places. And, you know, some places you only bathed sometimes. Are we not bathing, but we're soaking our feet because they stink? Or is this like we bathe a lot and foot soaking is part of that?
I don't know. It kind of feels like to me in the same way we discovered that, you know, like, oh, soaking in salt, not salt water, because if you soak at the beach, I'm not sure that works. But in like natural salt hot springs has an effect. And again, this is, I want to know like the first human beings that were just like, oh, hey, let's try that. And then that worked.
Or was it even that logical, you know, like, let's try that. Hey, that worked. Or was it just some sort of accident? Like, I don't, you know, you fell into something and the next day you're like, look at this. My skin looks better. I wonder if it was X, Y, and Z that I fell into last night.
I feel it must be the latter. But then that also makes me wonder, like, how many people died?
Well, yeah.
For finding all the things that didn't work.
But also, you know, how many people died because they were like, that berry is beautiful. I'm going to eat a whole bunch. No.
Okay. Like all the people who died to figure out which berries and mushrooms and whatever are poisonous.
Right.
That, we've gone off on a dark side. I apologize. But yes.
Yeah, this is new?
Right. So daily foot soaking, which is not a habit I know of anyone having in like this century. But that previously was, I guess, a regular habit, which I guess makes sense since we're all, you know, one of our criticisms is we're all way more sedentary than our ancestors were. And we're just sitting around and getting fat. But if you were on your feet all day, every day, daily foot soaking, even if you didn't have the means to do a bath, was probably necessary just to be able to walk the next day. And yeah, then maybe. That from that. I guess this is my guess. This is my completely unfounded, I have not taken the history of reflexology or whatever guess, that it was just like massaging your feet also to make them not be tired, and then recognizing, hey, every time I press in this location, my back feels better the next day.
Right.
Or something.
Right.
Because there had to be some sort of trial and error to get that really detailed reflexology map that
I would
they
think
have.
So, you know, unless it just came to somebody in a dream one night and they woke up and they were, I mean,
wow.
I'm just making that up. But
I mean, it's not even like, oh, hey, everything on this foot responds for both sides, because there are some things where it's only on one foot and not the other.
Right. So at the beginning of the episode, I asked you about not totally changing the subject, but I was just thinking about feet and foot soaks. And, you know, we talked about the onions in your socks. Have you seen that do-it-yourself foot soak that involves Listerine?
No, but I'm almost not surprised that there is such a thing.
It went around for it's probably still making the rounds of video, and I looked it up, and it's combined Listerine, vinegar, hot water, and Epsom salt. Have you ever noticed that all the do-it-yourself things seem to involve either Listerine or the Blue Dawn dish soap?
No. Well, they all involve vinegar, but that actually makes sense. So.
Right, vinegar, you can use, we should for do an everything. Episode on vinegar.
Yeah, but yeah, Lister,
I know. Okay. I'm putting that in my mouth, and it's peeling the skin off my feet, or, you know, helping to slough the skin off my feet.
Okay, that kind of makes sense, because one of the things that historically was popular to use in foot soaks was, like, mint leaves. So, I get the mint part, and then Listerine's also alcohol.
Right.
And alcohol's usually pretty good for like sloughing skin or what have you. So A plus B equals H.
Right.
That's exactly how it works, isn't it?
Well, you know, in terms of when they figured stuff out, sure. Like somebody experimented with stuff, and think of all the things that they tried before they came up with the Listerine vinegar Epsom salt combination. Yeah.
I feel like with the Listerine, though, as opposed to the, hey, hot spring and or mushroom that may or may not kill me, I feel like the Listerine one and anything that involves like a modern day product had to be a, dang it, I'm out of whatever. What else can I substitute?
Yeah.
As opposed to really random, I will try anything, and if it doesn't kill me, awesome. Sort of
right.
Trying things. That was sort of like, hey, I would normally use
mint leaves, but all I have is Listerine.
I don't have any mint or mint tea, but hey, I've got that minty
mint-flavored
mouthwash.
Listerine.
There's mint in it, right? That's
right.
Where it comes from.
Yeah.
So this is good enough.
Yeah.
that sort of thought process.
It seems more logical than this pack of peppermint gum I have. That, you know.
Gum might get a little sticky. So this is already a liquid, and I'm soaking. It's good.
Yeah,
this is the, like, history of jerry-rigging and MacGyvering and
all that good stuff.
All necessity being the mother of invention? Is necessity being the mother of wacky, crazy DIY recipes?
I'm pretty sure.
That's exactly... She's a very proud mother of that. That is her favorite child, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know what? We that should be a show, you know, like History Detectives. Just the way things got created or figured out. I mean, there's probably a show like that, but I want to know, like, completely random things, like... do-it-yourself remedies and homeopathic things.
But I feel like for a lot of that, it's we've done it for so long, we never question it. We wouldn't actually know how to go back. Or if you look at some things for certain things in history where people want to know about things, but that was so normal in the time that they didn't feel the need to write things about it.
I don't know how you would uncover some of that stuff.
Yeah, we just don't have the records of why on earth do we put mint in my feet soak, you know. Right. Sort of, why would I put Listerine?
It makes my tummy feel better.
Right.
Surely it will help my feet.
I just dropped some in one day, and yeah, we unfortunately movies would make it seem like that should all be written down, but
sadly, it is not.
So we just have to go off of this works. We don't know why. We don't know how we got here, but this maybe works. So give it a try.
Here's an onion. Put it in your sock.
Yes. Sure. That one. And on that wonderfully scentful note. We're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.